Hello and welcome to Radio Omnilot. I'm Simon Ager and here is the latest news on Sunday the 28th of May 2023. News.
Nouvelle.
Nouvelle.
Nachricht.
Omnilot News. This week we have new language pages about Are Are, a Southeast Solomonic language spoken in Mailaita province in the Solomon Islands. Bena or Kibena, a northeast Bantu language spoken in southern Tanzania, and Kunda or Chikunda, a Bantu language spoken mainly in Zimbabwe and also in Zambia and Mozambique. There's a new adapted script called Script Amazigh or something like that, which is a way to write Maltese with the Neo-Tifinagh alphabet devised by Grunky Scribbles. There's a new phrases page in Orthom, an Uto Aztecan language spoken mainly in Arizona in the USA and also in northern Mexico. We have new numbers pages in Old Breton, Middle Breton, Bena, Gunda and Middle Irish. There's a new Omnilot blog post entitled Joyful Delight about the Finnish word iloinen, which means happy, cheerful, glad or merry, and related words in Finnish and other languages. And the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
Urakze ba biravi e kivandi agidani e tavare buzgalata ta karene san.
Here's a clue. This language is spoken mainly in Pakistan. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Sena, a Bantu language spoken mainly in Mozambique and Malawi. In this week's Celtic Pathways podcast, we uncover the Celtic origins of the word bere. On the Celtiatir blog, there are posts called Quintuple, about words for five and related things, and one called Shortcuts, about words for short, cut, and related things in Celtic languages. In other news, I had an interesting discussion this week about writing systems with Tim Brooks, the man behind the Endangered Alphabets project, who is in fact inspired by Omnilot. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omnilot.com. Omnilot News is also available at omnilot.com/news, on Twitter at Omniglossia, and on the Omnilot page and Omnilot fan club page on Facebook. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.